Sales taxes are a big deal for the town of Normal and city of Bloomington. It's their largest sources of tax revenue, and that money pays for basically all the important stuff. Police and fire, street maintenance, snow removal. But that giant pot of money is about to get a whole lot smaller. As part of the comprehensive budget package passed in Springfield, the state is now charging cities a new fee to collect and send back those sales tax dollars. It's a 2% fee, but it adds up. The new fee will cost the city of Bloomington more than $700,000 and the town of Normal around $500,000. Normal City Manager Mark Peterson.
From the state's perspective, I guess you could call it a money grab. They need the money, and this was a way to collect money. I understand the state's dire financial situation, and you know, if this helps, I hope it helps. Let me put it that way.
The Illinois Municipal League represents the cities and towns in Springfield, and it's lobbied against this change in the past. But they didn't get the chance this time around because the measure was added to the budget package at the 11th hour. Illinois Municipal League Executive Director Brad Cole says they're strongly opposed to the new fee for sales tax processed by the Department of Revenue, but their hands are tied.
I don't think this was something that the department pushed, although I'm sure they're very happy about it. But I think this was something that came out of the governor's Office of Management and Budget. They've talked about this in the past sporadically, but there was this seemed to be kind of a late addition into the process as a way for the state to grab more money from local governments, basically.
The governor's office did not immediately return a request for comment. The state is able to siphon off this money because of how it's collected. Normal's Mark Peterson explains.
So all sales tax collections in Illinois, whether it's the state sales tax, of which local governments get a part of that, or if it's a home rule sales tax, which is really all sales tax to a local government, is paid into the state of Illinois, and then they disperse that money to local governments. There has never been a fee for that before, and they've elected to charge a fee. In my mind, it's a substantial fee.
Bloomington's finance director, Patty Lynn Silva, explains where that money goes.
The home rule sales tax, right now the city has shared in giving that to the county for their jail expansion and mental health. There's a portion of it that goes directly into our street resurfacing program. And then the rest of it has traditionally gone to general operations. General operations, most services the city provides are in our general fund. Public safety being over 50% of our general fund. So a lot of those funds go to help fund public safety.
Normal's Peterson says it'll cost municipalities statewide $60 million a year. Peoria is projecting a loss of $1 million every year. Peterson says the lost revenue will have a significant impact on his town. Put another way, Normal taxpayers are losing out on $2.5 million every 5 years.
It's a significant amount of money to lose, and we'll have to figure out a way to account for that loss of revenue through spending cuts.
And while lawmakers took their time passing a budget, this new fee is not so patient. It's retroactive to July 1st, meaning cities and towns have to deal with this now.
The worst part about it, not the worst part, the whole thing's bad, but a bad piece of it is that it starts now, so it impacts budgets that are in place currently. So that's a 2% hit in revenue for communities that they're going to have to adjust to now. It's not like they can plan for this next year.
Officials say this move will force tough decisions in communities around Illinois, already dealing with uncertain sales tax revenues and a reluctance to go near the always controversial topic of property tax increases. Bloomington's finance director says online shopping is cutting into sales taxes, too.
So as the internet sales continue to grow, cities will earn less and less. So unless, you know, the price of commodities or, you know, gasoline or, you know, other things rises, we anticipate that those revenues will be flat over the next 5 years.
Bloomington and Normal last raised their local sales tax in January 2016. Normal was already facing an austerity budget even before this fee, thanks to flat sales tax and loss of MetroZone money from Bloomington. Both cities also face rising pension obligations. For now, city leaders are on the back end of a good news, bad news deal with the state. Here's Normal's Mark Peterson.
It was kind of a bittersweet moment. We're happy there's a state budget. We're very disappointed that it has this impact on local governments, but we're not alone. I mean, we can't, you know, Illinois State University is facing cuts, and public schools are facing cuts, and human resource agencies are facing cuts. This is, I guess, a form of a cut to municipalities in that the state is charging this fee, a rather exorbitant fee, for collecting our sales tax. I guess, you know, we're just, maybe we're doing our part to try to help the state with its budget woes, but it still is going to force local governments, not just here, but throughout the state, to make some hard choices.
I'm Ryan Denham.